If you grew up in the snowy northern tier of North America, you've probably ridden a toboggan, the long, flat, runnerless sled with its characteristic curled wooden nose. Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Today, the toboggan is mainly used for winter recreation, but it was originally a prehistoric labor-saving device. Invented by North Woodland natives, the toboggan was traditionally made of two planed boards of birch or tamarack joined with wooden cleats. The front of the boards were curled backward to prevent the sledge from plowing into the snow, and the arcing wood was then tied in place with sinew. Drawn by dogs or humans, the toboggan was an excellent conveyance in heavy Northwood snow for meat, hides, and household belongings. Though most subarctic North Americans crafted their own variations of the snow sledge, it was the Mi'kmaq people of the Eastern Maritime region who gave the world the familiar long birch toboggan. The Mi'kmaq, a subgroup of the large Algonquin family of native peoples, traditionally inhabited Nova Scotia, Cape Breton Island, Newfoundland, Massachusetts, and Maine. From the Mi'kmaq language comes the noun toboggan. The word was first appropriated by French missionaries and traders who contacted the Mi'kmaq in the 1600s. American English speakers borrowed it from the French in the 1700s. I'm Christy the Wordsmith.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.